This is Apollo Control at 133 hours, 56 minutes. Now we're now about 50 seconds from reacquiring Apollo 10, now in its 30th revolution of the moon. Coming up on this revolution, the crew will be involved in some landmark tracking exercises, and also we'll be taking photographs of targets of opportunity. As you heard on that previous revolution, Tom Stafford reported that he had taken a large number of pictures and that the onboard film supply was running low, so we don't anticipate a great deal of photography this revolution. We'll stand by now to reacquire the spacecraft in about 10 seconds.
Houston, reading you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Hey, Joe, we've got another little fuel cell problem we want to throw at you. It's fuel cell 2.
Roger, go.
The condenser exhaust temperature is cycling on fuel cell 2.
Copied everything except the band that the temperature is cycling between. That's between 155 and something. What was the other number? Jane, I'll copy all that. Okay, Ken, this is Houston. We'll monitor.
Houston, is it?
Go ahead, Gene.
Go ahead, Joe. No, you go ahead.
Okay, we'll monitor that fuel cell down here as best we can and keep us advised if anything new happens. Also, did you get a chance to look for Snoopy on the backside at sunrise? Copy that, Tom. Go ahead, Gene. You were going to say something?
I was going to say, we got our wastewater dump out of the way a little bit early. We dumped it about 15 minutes ago.
Okay, I copied that. We've got a power configuration for TEI burn with respect to this fuel cell. Now, this is with the original fuel cell problem. We may want to change it some if we've got another problem. But if you'd like to... If you'd like to copy this down, I'll read off this configuration for you. That sounds real good. We'll still keep a good close eye on it for you. On this configuration for the TEI burn, and this will be for the 136 hours, we'd like for you to verify that fuel cell 1 pumps are off on panel 5. And prior to the TEI burn, at approximately 136 hours, place fuel cell 1 on both main buses. And after the TEI burn, take number 1 fuel cell off main A, main B buses, as whenever it's convenient. Okay, Gene, the circuit breaker for one is open now. Is that affirmative?
That's but the switch, according to what I'm reading here, it says the switch must be on to enable power for power factor correction. Is that correct?
You're coming through a little scratchy. Okay, Gene, I think if I read you correctly, or if we understand what you mean, we're not going to try and activate the pump during TEI burn. We're going to leave it turned off. So you can leave that switch wherever it is now if you like. The circuit breaker is full. We're just going to bring the fuel, we're going to activate the fuel cell. We won't turn the pump on. That'll be fine, Dean. Just leave it where it is. It's inactivated now anyway. Roger, we're reading it, Dan.
Okay, I'll stay here then.
Okay.
Okay, it looks like that oscillation on the condenser exhaust temperature on fuel cell 2 has damped out, believe it or not, but I timed it. It was going 2 cycles per second throughout the region, and as I say, triggering our master alarm on fuel cell 2, but it's stable now.
Okay.
That was 2 cycles, that was 2 cycles per minute, Joe.
Okay, we were monitoring some of that oscillation down here, but we didn't see quite the width of oscillation that you were seeing, Gene.
Okay, I just took it right off the gauge here. let you take a look at it now.
Okay. And Ken, this is Houston. You can terminate your battery B charge now if you want to.